I'm Sal Ciancresso, Fox News Radio.
Let's make one. 1180 AM WFYL, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rich and Josh Show. I am Rich Deaver.
And I'm Josh Calkins.
And we want to welcome you to the Rich and Josh Show, the new and improved Rich and Josh Show. We missed you guys.
Absolutely, Philly. It's great to be back.
It is great to be back. And me and Josh have been smiling ear to ear all week. And we just want to thank Al and Sue Locke and everybody here at WFYL, the family here for, you know, letting us come back and do what we love, talking to you guys and talking about the issues of the day and really talking about it from the perspectives that you don't hear in the media.
Exactly, and that's actually what we're really going to hit on today is kind of what's going on in this media firestorm that we've been dealing with. Two major cases. One, very public. One, not so public, but they're both...
But both should be public.
Absolutely. And they both play a tremendous... Well, I don't want to say both, but perhaps one has a more... A prominent role on the, you know, the overall
one has a more profound effect
precisely
on
thank you, Rich.
The outcome, or one has a more profound effect on us as a society. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, you thought it right. We're focusing on the wrong issue. So we're going to open up with that, and this is sort of where we're going to go. Again, I'm Rich Deaver.
And I'm Josh Calkins.
And you're listening to the Rich and Josh Show, and this is where we're going to start. Obviously, unless you've been living on Pluto, or maybe you're one of those people on the Mars One missions that are really focusing on the planet Mars. But if you're not, you've obviously heard about the Trayvon Martin verdict. And no, we're not going to sit here for an hour, and we're not going to talk about, is it good, is it bad, black,
right.
White, Zimmerman, Trayvon, whose side? We're not going to do
the
that.
Gray, right.
You've heard enough of it.
Exactly.
It's irritating. So... this is what we're going to do, Josh, and we've really discussed a lot over the past week. While this trial was going on, was ended subsequently, actually a week ago today.
Right.
It's been nothing but, you know, what do you think?
Continuous backlash,
right.
and stirring of the pot continuously over and over again. And again, it just came to light last night, I believe, or yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, the president actually addressed this on a very personal level. And the question therein lies is that his job? Is that...
And again, and that's one of the directions that we're going to take this today. Absolutely, Josh.
Yep.
And aside from that, we've been talking about, I think, the wrong issue. And so let's just delve into and have a discussion about the actual media coverage. And 1-877-667-1180, or give us a call locally at 610-539-5015. Again, that's 1-877-667-1180 or 539-8255. This is the Rich and Josh Show on 1180 AM WFYL. And Josh, we were talking about this, the coverage, and holistically the coverage, because, and I don't know about you, but in my opinion, this coverage has done nothing but create a division between a country that is on its last legs. And I'll get into that. I don't mean like America's going to crumble tomorrow. But I mean, this is a country that is so divided among so many lines, politically, ethnically,
right.
Socioeconomically. This is not the division or divisiveness that we need from the media, subsequently the government, or the people and parties, both sides, involved in this.
Right.
There should be no Team George, Team Trayvon. It should be, it's terrible that Trayvon Martin died. It's terrible that George Zimmerman, you know, going forward, his life is going to stink. You can argue whatever, who you think was right or wrong. But we've been talking about this, and Josh, there's something else going on, right?
Absolutely.
Well, first off, I have no idea about what it is.
Right.
And nobody else does.
Exactly.
What
and
is it?
And that we're talking about the Bradley Manning case, of course. Tremendous case. This is the man who was a large part of the WikiLeaks leak just a few years ago. He is now standing trial. It's the United States government versus Bradley Manning. Tremendous impact on American history going forward. Short-term implications with our international relations. Long-term, Rich, you know, you and I were discussing that at length a little bit briefly before the show. So huge things going on in that realm, and it's not even being touched upon. It's not, we're just, again, like you said, we're kind of hashtagging Team Zimmerman or hashtag Team Trayvon.
And why?
Right.
And that's the thing. I mean, we're talking about something that is so... I'm not saying that the case itself wasn't important, because from a litigious standpoint, there could be some serious problems with the stand your ground law. That's fine.
Certainly, I hear that. Yeah.
And, you know, they brought out this statistic and they said, okay, well, you're 359% more of a chance that you'd be convicted if it was Trayvon who shot Zimmerman. And again, that's fine. We see the problems in that. We can talk about that. That's for the classroom. That's for, you know, debate in academia. You know, Josh, and ever since all this has been going on, and we've been dropping the ball on the Bradley Manning thing, it's really made me think about, we talked about division, what is the status? What is the status of this country as it pertains to division? Me and you, and I want your opinion, we were talking about communities. You brought up an excellent point. You said before... You know, if something happened to, let's say, Alan Sue's drugstore, the whole neighborhood would be angry. They would come together and they would help Alan Sue for their drugstore.
Right.
Now, if somebody shot Alan Sue at their drugstore, nobody would care, because there's such a disconnect. There is no communities, even within a community.
Right.
And so where are you, the audience, and you, Josh, and where are we as a collective community, this radio talk radio community, where are we at as a country? And do you think that really begs a question or a notion that this divisiveness is too far gone?
I don't ever want to say that it's too far gone, but it is staggering right now, because everything becomes a boxing match. Everything becomes a point of contention for people to kind of go at it and really dispute their opinions. And again, I mean, this has always happened. This is, you know, since the dawn of whenever, that's always been going on. So I'm not saying that this is anything new, but the stark contrast now between people's opinions, like this case, for instance, has, you know, I mean, we were getting a little bit heated talking back and forth about
just out front
as friends, right? And we're sitting here and stop. We have to, you know, time out and go, wait a minute, why are we arguing?
We're friends.
Exactly,
we're trying to
do a show. I shouldn't have punched you, and that shouldn't have happened that way.
I shouldn't have lit your car on fire. Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to say goodbye to Josh Calkins.
Right, right.
Josh Calkins was fired before he got on the air this
25
morning.
Minutes before
25
showtime.
25 minutes before showtime, Josh Calkins was fired for insubordination.
Absolutely.
Josh, goodbye.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a Rich and Josh show if I weren't fired on the air at least once. It wouldn't.
Absolutely. So, really, let's get back to what you were saying, Josh. I mean, I look at this and I even see something deeper. And again, let's talk about issues as America. Let's not talk about it as a white American or a black American or a Hispanic American or a woman or a gay man or woman. Let's talk about it as an American. As Americans, we are so divided. And before the Trayvon thing, just think of all these little things. Even the election of President Obama and President Bush, for two very different reasons, caused serious division and resentment in this country.
Yeah.
The acts that the WikiLeaks, Bradley Manning, these things have caused such division. Do you think, Josh, that this was just one too many? This Trayvon Martin thing was just one too many.
I don't want to say that it's a one too many again, but I think that it's playing into this ongoing strife between, you know, back and forth, left, right, you know, just, again, another point of contention and things like that. So I do think that it's speaking
that's,
to that.
Right, right. Well, that's the laptop, okay. Just... And ladies and gentlemen, Josh Calkins had an idea for the first time in 6 months. Josh is a little bit slow off the jump. No, I'm just kidding. But again, you're listening to the Rich and Josh show. We just wanted to come in and sort of let you know where we're at today, what we're thinking about, where we're going to be going. And there are a lot of, gosh, Josh, I mean, there are just a lot of ways and angles and things to talk about.
Oh, certainly.
So when we get back, we're going to start the Rich and Josh show. We're going right for it. I do want to address something that you brought up, Josh. I want you to address, and I would like to address, this notion of the president bringing up
right.
this
Right.
You know, if I was 35 years younger, I could see being Trayvon. And, you know, I want to know not only what Josh thinks, obviously, but more importantly, I mean, Josh, you know that I love you, but, you know, I would much rather figure out where everybody else is at on
right,
this.
I was shocked that you wanted my opinion at all. That was fantastic. I really...
Well, since you're fired, I figured I would give you one more shot. You know what I mean? I would give you one more shot in order to talk a little bit about this. So you get your one shot, and then you're getting out.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Obviously, but no, we're just kidding around. But when we talk about this, I want you to think about this as a listener from your perspective as an American. Are you somebody who is okay with, who is... How should we word this out? Not okay with it, but do you feel as a woman, a man, an African-American man, a Caucasian man, do you feel some division within your community, even within your family unit? And do you find it okay, responsible, not responsible, wherever you are, about the president of the United States, let's say, talking about this? I mean, there are a lot of people who feel a lot of different ways. And so that's what we're going to be talking about when we get back. And we got a lot of great stuff, Josh.
Yeah, we do.
And so I'm Rich Stever.
I'm Josh Calkins.
And you're listening to the Rich and Josh Show right here on 1180 AM WFYL right in Philadelphia. We'll be right back. They want everything back that they paid, because they've been waiting since 10 to see the lights get dim.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Chauffeur, come and take me away, cause I've been standing in this line for like 5 whole days. Me and security ain't getting along, and when I got to the front, they told me all of the tickets were gone, so just take me.
This is Philadelphia's newest radio station.
We're still building this thing.
AM 1180.
AM 1180.
WFYL.
So rally your troops, boy. You're due for a change. It's been a long time coming, so now it's time for better days. Oh, the future awaits. So what are you...
1180 AM WFYL. Josh, I gotta be honest with you. I'm really enjoying listening to this music. Yeah, I don't even want to come back.
Right, I don't either. I don't want to go that far.
You know,
I do love you, Philly. I love coming back every time.
Absolutely.
But if you guys are, Rich, if you're digging the bumper music, and everybody at home who's listening, if you're enjoying the music as well, we're going to put a full listing of that on our Facebook page after the show so you can go check out those bands.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Josh, because the Rich and Josh Show is now official. We have our Facebook page, facebook.com/RichandJoshShow.
We do indeed.
And about the Twitter page, man?
We are on Twitter at Rich and Josh Show, so you can find us on there. Follow us, tweet us.
At Rich and Josh Show, not The Rich and Josh.
Right.
And Facebook is The Rich and Josh Show.
Exactly. Yep.
And so come check us out. We have a lot of likes on the Facebook. We're trying to get more acclimated with Twitter, because not all of us are as Twitter savvy as some of us. So I've been trying. So keep us there for the latest updates. We post stuff periodically throughout the week. The last tweet, I should say, was something to the effect of, "Hey, you bored? Come check out our show."
Yeah, right. That was a good one.
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah.
Are you being condescending?
A little bit.
You're fired, Josh.
Second time.
So nice. I want to talk to you guys a little bit about why I brought up this division. First and foremost, I wanted to apologize. I was trying to fire the commercials when we were going out that last time, so it was a little bit drawn out, and it sounded a little bit unprofessional on my part. And I, as well as Josh, take pride in the professionalism and the smoothness that this show goes and our board sounds like. So I wanted to apologize. That's not going to be an issue anymore. I figured out what was going on.
Good thing we had that script already in case something like that happened. Absolutely. It was good.
1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180 or 539-8255. 539-8255. I brought up this idea of division because what we're going to be talking about today is, why are we talking about the George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin case and not the Bradley Manning case, and holistically on a much broader level, on a much broader spectrum, why is the media coverage so slanted or seems to be in favor of one thing that's, coincidentally, it's over. It's not even like it's going on anymore.
Right. It's it's beating a dead horse, so to speak.
Right. And this is very much going on and important with the Bradley Manning thing.
Right.
So we kind of want to delve into a couple different theorems. And I'm going to throw one out there, you know, aside from the public interest that it generated. And it generated public interest for many reasons. You know, we'd be naive to think that at least one of the reasons wasn't because there was some kind of racial aspect to it that was brought up by other people that made it that way, which, okay, that's fine. But so there's that underlying story. It was a teenager. It was the Stand Your Ground law.
Right.
It was somebody chasing an underage kid and eventually a death. And so, okay, I get it. It's a sensationalism. If it bleeds, it leads. I am by trade, a professional journalist. That's what my degree's in. And I'm also a professional political analyst. Those are what my degrees are in. And I've been doing it my whole life. That's what I do. You know, I'm a political analyst, talk shows, whatever.
That's his thing.
So that's my thing. There you go. Thanks. So I look at it and I say to myself, and me and Josh have been going over this for days and days and days, and we talked on the phone for like an hour, and we were talking like for an hour before the show. The reason that you think, Josh, that this is not, dare I say, is it not important?
Exactly. And that's what I wanted to clarify right now. It's not necessarily that this isn't important. However, it's being sensationalized by the media, as you said. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. And I understand that entire, you know, prospect of things. And to a certain degree, there has to be almost a level of entertainment. You have to almost create this boxing ring type scenario in order to get ratings and so on and so forth. So we've talked about that. We've discussed that. And theorems, again, these are theorems. You know, you don't necessarily have to subscribe to those theories. But at the same time, this case that is widely very, very important to the future of our nation in several aspects, and it has already, we're already starting to see some of the, you know, effects from these things on the international stage, is being pushed aside completely in favor of this sensationalist case.
Well, you know, Josh, you brought up a great point, because we're talking about if it bleeds, it leads.
Right.
This Bradley Manning thing, and I'm very, I think it's a disservice that the media hasn't made these correlations. This should be just as, if not more important, because of the impact that this has. The impact of George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin is nil on most people. Let's be honest. I mean, it's not going to change our lives, or for that matter, the lives of African Americans, which is where the real fight seems to be, as far as, you know, it seems to be a racial thing more than anything.
Right, and it happened in a small community. I mean, it happened in a community. It was a community incident. It was a crime that occurred, and then it got blown up to the national stage.
Right. So this was, needless to say, really affects the people in Sanford, Florida directly.
Right.
Now, the Bradley Manning thing, this WikiLeaks thing has really changed the course of American foreign policy and created a very clear and present danger. And it is negligent to completely dismiss this case and the magnitude of it.
Right.
Because, Josh, I brought up something to you yesterday. I said, you know, Josh, a lot of people think that this individual is a patriot. I've read it all over the place. And the people who think that, I think, are a little naive, because since this has happened, it's created a real strain on our allies.
Yeah.
And
rattled the cage.
It absolutely has. And more so than just rattling the cage of our allies, Josh.
Right.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's really creating dangerous, dangerous circumstances. Our biggest ally, China.
Right.
We were doing a lot of, what's the word, espionage-ish kind of backhanded things.
Spying-ish
stuff.
Right.
With China.
Ish attached to all of those.
We're putting ishes on them, because we're making sure that you know that we are also the ish. Now, anyway, the incident is really creating this tension. And a prime example, China, who was our real door to the North Koreans, our, hey, you guys got to stop it. You're going to really anger the Americans.
Calm down. Right, right.
You notice Kim Jong-il was a bad guy and everything, but he wasn't really doing extrovertedly crazy things. Just a couple days ago, and again, because we were too busy talking about Trayvon, not a lot of people know that a North Korean boat was carrying ballistic missiles through the Panama Canal.
Right.
Ballistic missiles through the Panama Canal.
I'm not shrugging that off, but you're right. And again.
Oh, I'm not saying you are. I'm just emphasizing it for the people who are driving in their car. And again, do not slam on your brakes or create an accident. I was just in an accident the other day because I heard something absolutely crazy like that myself. No, I'm just kidding. But I was really in an accident. Anyway, enough being off the topic.
Terrible driver.
I am a terrible driver. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, at least I can get in my front door. Anyway.
Ouch.
Anyway, so, Josh, I want to know where you're at because the media coverage of this, I think is it's not there and it's negligent. And I want to know if you feel the same way, because again, this whole North Korean thing, hey, don't be carrying missiles through the Panama Canal or near American soil. They're testing us because there is a little respect for us out there now because of things like this. And I'm just, I just want to know where, you know, where are you at with that?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I had no idea about that until we had our conversation right. The other day, and you had brought that up. Because, again, from what I was seeing on the media, was just following, and I was getting tired and turning the TV off.
I'm glad you didn't know
because,
that, though.
Right.
Because it shows what I'm trying to emphasize.
Exactly. The ignorance on the part of all of us of these larger things that are going on. And, yeah, and I had no idea. And when you brought that up, because, again, at first glance, you know, you look at this Bradley Manning thing, you tend to think, well, you know, maybe he was trying to do something for the greater good and so on and so forth. And then you find out that, wow, our international relations have been strained to a breaking point, so much so that, like Close. You said, now North Korea is really taking huge, you know, strides. And they're kind of, yeah, they're shoving their weight a little bit more our direction now because of some of these things. Or, you know, things are tense with China. And they're kind of allowing these things to go on now as almost a backhand to us saying, you know, hey, thanks for being so upfront and honest, America. So here's what we're going to do in response to that. And that was something that I had never known. I didn't notice that. I didn't realize that. I didn't understand fully what the implications for were WikiLeaks. At first, I thought, hey, here's a guy that's just trying to, you know, blow the lid off of some things that need to be changed and maybe moved around a little bit. And then, again, it turns out that it's not so cut and dry. It's not so black and white. It's, yeah.
Absolutely. So when we look at this, Josh, and we talk about these issues and this the media's blatant disregard, I have nothing to say other than it is, in my opinion, completely intentional. Because we talked about, and I said, dare I say, important. I really do believe that it is more important for them to sensationalize the George Zimmerman story than, truthfully, it is to really talk about the issue of Bradley Manning, because Bradley Manning doesn't divide.
Right.
There's no real potential for division.
It's an actual matter.
It's a matter.
If dare I say it again, I'm not trying to belittle the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman thing, but again, it's an actual, it's something that could enter into the public discussion where people would actually start discussing what does this mean for, it would kind of get us back to the reality of our situation internationally and as a country, as a whole, and things like that. But instead, we're kind of focused right now on this boxing match that's going back and forth that, again, is over and done with.
And so it begs us the question that this, and I truly have looked at this, and I believe this, that this was sort of it's not the end, but it was definitely a really big final punch sort of feeling as far as divisiveness. And I said before the break that I wanted to talk about the president's remarks pertaining to this. And is it his place to be talking about this? Because here we are talking about division, and here we are talking about this country as a whole.
Right.
And the one person that should unite us.
Exactly. He's kind of trying to be the one person, supposed to be the glue, so
right.
to speak. The figurehead that kind of comes forth and, hey, everybody, let's kind of band together and get through this, is adding to the pot stirring, so to speak.
Absolutely. And the thing is that, you know, that's aside. I mean, he was elected on this unity platform. And America needs to be united more than ever.
Right.
Like, you brought up an excellent point, Josh. I mean, we, you know, yesterday to me, we don't have communities anymore.
Right.
Nobody cares if the kid who lives two houses down shoots himself anymore. That's a travesty. Nobody cares if a store gets robbed anymore. Nobody cares about helping a little old lady across the street or lending a kid who's hungry your lunch money. It's not like that anymore. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to delve into that a little more. I want to talk to you, and I want to talk to Josh. You can get a hold of us on our Facebook and Twitter, Josh Howe.
You can find us on Facebook, The Rich and Josh Show, and then you can find us on Twitter, at Rich and Josh Show. No the, just at Rich and Josh Show. So follow us, like us.
At Rich and Josh Show on Twitter, but The Rich and Josh Show on Facebook.
Exactly. And there's links for all that on our Facebook, so you can find us via there. On my personal Facebook, Josh Calkins, and then yours.
And if you want to email the show, you can email us at
richandjoshshow@gmail.com. Again, no the, just Rich and Josh Show.
Absolutely. So, we'll talk to you in a little bit. I wanted to thank Josh for putting all that together, my man. That was very good.
I do what I can. A little coffee goes a long way.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you're listening to The Rich and Josh Show on 1180 AM WFYL. I'm Rich Stever.
And I'm Josh Calkins.
We'll be right back. We'll turn the key and engine
over. AM 1180.
Born and raised in the USA.
USA. AM 1180.
Red, white, and blue.
This is AM 1180.
WFYL.
So rally your troops, boy. You're due for a change. It's been a long time coming. So now it's time for better.
The Rich and Josh Show on 1180 AM WFYL in Philadelphia. And good Saturday morning, Philly. It's nice to hang out with you.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Who's that voice over there?
That's Josh Calkins.
And I'm Rich Stever. Absolutely. And you are listening to The Rich and Josh Show on 1180 AM WFYL. And when we left the break, we have been talking about, and again, we've been talking about the Trayvon Martin issue in relation to the Bradley Manning issue, the trial that is going on and the trial that is no longer going on, and the coverage and sort of what the rationale could be behind that. And we're talking about different instances. And I want to bring up, as promised, I want to bring up the cover of every major newspaper in America this morning.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Inquirer, The New York Post, The New York Times. And the cover says something to this effect. Obama on Trayvon Martin, he was me. And it says, Trayvon Martin could have been me 35 years ago. President Obama said himself, comparing himself with the slain Florida teen in an emotional speech about the nation's racial divide. He added that he used to hear the locks click on the doors of cars when he passed cars as a boy. Now, President Obama has been speaking on a racial divide in this country. A racial divide in this country that has been brought on by sensational media coverage, by us race baiting one another, making it a black or white. George Zimmerman's mother is a very, very ethnic woman. She is extremely... Josh, give me a face. He's too politically correct. Can you guys call and tell him to calm down? The kid is scared of everything. I've had a show. Listen,
hey man,
I have had a talk show for
seven years, buddy. I'm just saying.
For 7 years. I know.
I have faith, Rich Stever. I have faith. Well, it's then, just perhaps the wording.
But that's the wording that's being used.
Right.
That's the thing.
This is true.
This is the wording that's being used in this country today. That's half the problem.
Right.
So George Zimmerman's mother, is a Latino woman, extremely ethnic in her mannerisms, her dress, and her inflection, her voice, her accent.
Nice. Okay. See, there you carried that out well. That was good.
But see, that's the thing. She is a Latino woman, and this case was never a African-American on Latino crime. this wasn't a crime without color. This was a black-on-white crime. And A, it wasn't really a black-on-white crime,
right,
if
right.
you're honest.
And that's, again, media coverage just kind of spun it to that degree, and that's where we end up with the problems and the firestorms that we have now with hashtag Team Zimmerman, hashtag...
But is that irresponsible?
Absolutely. I mean, that's kind of what we were hinting upon earlier, and, you know, didn't want to make any kind of blatant... You know, pointing the finger earlier
on. Josh didn't
want
to. He's scared. See, ladies
and
gentlemen,
I'm not scared. I'm not scared. You know, I'm just trying to weigh out everything before I, you know, weigh in on everything. So basically, though, yeah, it's a sensational story. It's been whipped up into this firestorm of racial debate. And now we have the one person who is supposed to be the figurehead for the country who speaks almost in an objective standpoint to kind of unite people is now weighing in on this media spin that has been created. And again, I'm not saying that these issues aren't present.
Right.
However, I think they're being taken way out of context and blown up into something that was just mere conjecture a couple months ago when this whole thing first initially happened, has been the angle that every major media outlet has now attacked and blown up to such a degree that it is blotted out and everything else surrounding this case.
You know, you brought up something that I think is important. See, President Obama said, I too was profiled as a youth. The person whose sole purpose is to unite this country, who is to be a uniter,
right,
is talking, and you know what? He probably was. I don't know what he was like when he was younger. I wasn't with him. I wasn't in Hawaii. I don't know.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
What kind of circumstances?
But the man became president of the Harvard Law Review. He became a senator. He's the president of the United States, albeit the first African-American president of the United States, which was a big victory, pyrrhic and literally, for this country.
Right.
And for somebody who should stand for what everything that Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman's case stands against, if anyone should be speaking out about this case, it's Barack Obama. Everything that man is and everything that got him to where he is today is so different and so completely against what this Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman case is and what it's doing. And instead of being the uniter and instead of saying, hey, wait a minute, I understand that there may be some issues going on racially still. That's not going to go away. But look at me. I was a kid who was raised by a single woman, African-American man, grown up, went to Occidental, transferred to Harvard, president of the Law Review, became a senator, married a beautifully intelligent woman, and now is the president of the United States. We have to rise above this, America. I don't care if you're Team Trayvon or Team Zimmerman. You know who I am? I'm Team America. Barack Obama is hashtag Team America. That's what he should be saying. And I think that it is a serious, serious violation and a serious miscarriage of justice that a man who has benefited so much from his intelligence, from his articulateness, everyone was colorblind to him because he was so smart. He was so good at what he did, and he could talk. He is the you don't become president of the United States if people are that racist. There are racists. There will always be racists, okay? But the fact of the matter is, he should say, I was profiled. He should have said, when I walked past doors, people locked them. I'm a black guy. People thought I was going to steal their cars. That's what he should have said. And that's, in essence, what he did say.
Right.
But he should have finished that with, but I took that as motivation.
Sure.
And after I left that street where people were locking their cars, people didn't see white or black Obama. People saw American Obama. People saw my mind. People saw my words. I became a senator. I went to Harvard, and now I'm the president.
Right.
So I'm not Team Trayvon. I'm not Team Zimmerman. I'm Team America. It's
certainly
irresponsible that he did what he did yesterday.
Absolutely. I can't get over the Team America. I
knew you would like that.
That was hilarious.
But you were squinting throughout the whole rest of it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have
no idea. I'm going to videotape.
Why don't we get a camera in here and we can show all the folks at home that you are a liar. You are a liar, Receiver. When it comes to as far as what I'm doing.
You weren't squinting over there?
No, not at all.
No, you weren't going.
No, not at all. I was sipping my coffee.
You were sipping your coffee.
I was indeed.
Josh
I was
is fired, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Third time. I think that was at the third time.
That was the third time.
That is the third time. But no, but you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right as far as what you were saying. And it's, yeah, it's very unfortunate to see somebody in that power, that position, kind of almost drop to that level of the media gossip.
He's above that.
And that. Exactly. And that's kind of, unfortunately, I'm sorry, I understand that it may play in very close to your heart. That may be a topic that's very close, near and dear to you, but you can't speak on that when you're the president. At least not to such a personal degree at the level of, I mean, again, like you said, you're whipping the froth. You have to kind of unite. You have to bring people together and say, look, there's larger issues at hand right now, and I understand that this is a huge topic on the public discussion, but we cannot allow things like this to tear us apart, America. We have to kind of, you know, and again, it is what it is. I can't get over the fact this is what the entire time that we're talking, we're having this discussion, I still have that little voice in the back of my head that says, yeah, but Bradley Manning, man, WikiLeaks, all that stuff that's going on. I mean, there's tremendous things that are going on, large, huge things that are going on right now. One of our largest trade partners, China, is very upset with us right now, and they're allowing certain things to happen because of that. And I'm not trying to stray too far from this topic.
No, I know.
Attacking.
You're very afraid of this topic.
I'm not afraid of the topic. I'm not afraid of the topic. I'm tired of the topic. I'm certainly tired. It's a dead horse. It's over, ladies and gentlemen. It's over. It was a week ago.
The
Trayvon Martin, the Zimmerman
case.
But
this didn't. And the person who should be uniting us and who has benefited the most, somebody who was probably profiled, I'm sure he was, especially because of his age.
Certainly.
So somebody was profiled and lived through that and came out to be the most successful human being on earth. On earth.
Right, right.
He is the most successful person on the face of the earth. Anyone who becomes the president of the United States has officially hashtag made it. He is the most successful person on the earth. And he should say, gosh, this still probably does go on. It does. I'm sure it does.
Right.
We can't speak to that because we are not African-American youth in an inner city.
Of course.
But he should say, that happened to me, but I used it, and look at it. Right. Look at who I am.
Right.
I will forever be remembered in history as the first African-American president to jump the color barrier where people saw me not as a black man, but as a man running for president, and I won.
Right. Of course.
And that's what he didn't do. So he dropped the ball.
Here again is my point. A week later, and oh, the president gives this address, turns it into another point of contention to
stimulate
this.
And we'll be talking about it for another week.
Why?
Right.
I'm tired of it, man.
I
Rich, I'm not. I am not tired. I mean, I'm not scared of the topic. We've beaten this topic to death. We were talking about it for a month.
Not us personally,
but I mean the media and the discussions.
So,
and so
a
on
week
and so
later,
forth.
Josh, when this happens, I agree with you 100%. He should have never came out yesterday and said anything.
Right. And what comes next?
Because
week?
A whole week of why the president is saying this. Is he racist? Is he not? Is he race baiting? Was he profiled? And they're going to investigate his life.
And what
and
else?
Why?
Exactly. And what else are we going to miss within that week? And I'm not even saying, and this is not any kind of crazy, this isn't even a theory of me saying, well, it's a cover-up, da da da. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just simply saying is that when we're spotlighting an issue that A, has already been laid to rest, and B, on the long-term, you know, political field and international field for the history of America really does not play a tremendous role in anything. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I don't weigh it as that. I don't see it as like this landmark case or battle. It's really not. It's being turned into something that it isn't. So while we're spotlighting this issue, what are we going to miss in the next week? What else is going to, and I guess that's the question maybe that I'd lead off into the next week for everybody is like, what are we missing?
What we'll do is we'll follow the news and we'll talk about, you know, we'll write down.
Oh, I don't
take,
follow the news, Rich. I don't.
you write down or take note about what's going on,
right?
And then let's see what the big topic is next week. I'm sure it'll have something to do with this.
Oh, this is not done right.
No, but and I do see the importance of it for the legal aspect, the stand your ground. You
right.
could make an argument: is it good? Is it bad? What's your opinion? Blah 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 blah.
Right.
I understand that.
But that is a topic, again, that should
we're
not
We're not even talking about stand
right.
your ground. We're talking
we're
about
not.
Black people and white people.
Right.
Stop it.
Right.
Stop it.
Exactly.
Enough Black people, white people.
Right. Let's come back.
Enough.
To
Let's come back. Bring yourselves back. Community. We are Americans.
Right.
Last time I checked, there is no need. There is no need to create a divide in an already divided nation. We hate each other.
Right.
We don't care about each other. Yeah. And we're dividing each other on racial lines. Are you serious? We have regressed.
Right. And that's, yeah, that's we've the regressed. Sad truth that we've seen from this entire thing is that by perpetuating this kind of argument and keeping it going and keeping it alive and debating back and forth, and everybody just keeps weighing in on it and coming back to it and da-da-da-da. Right, it's a further dividing line, and it's pushing people further and further apart. I mean, unless you're like me, I've been talking to some people that a lot of people kind of hold the same thing, or they're like, who? Like, you know, I've seen a lot of Zimmerman who with question mark, you know, on Facebook, on Twitter, on all the social media sites where people are kind of saying, like, I'm done with this. I'm done. I don't, you know, I'm tired of hearing about it.
And it's a shame because no matter what, I agree with you. People are going to be tired. They're not going to stop.
No, you keep coming. Right. And that's the other, that's kind of where we're at. As far as a situational report, that's where we're at.
Well, you know what, Josh? You know where we're at?
Sad.
We're at last break time. Then we're going to come back, wrap it up. And I think that's a good idea, Josh.
Yeah.
I think we should watch the news.
Yeah.
And I think we should strictly write down the headlines
right.
on a piece of paper, each of us.
And you know what?
And then we come in next week, and then we see what the big headline is, and let's see how many headlines we've missed. And let's not correspond. I want to see how many different ones that we have.
Sure. And if I could I even add on that before we hit this break? If we could even get our listeners to do that, to kind of, what are the issues, the headlines that are important to you? What do you see that really grabs your attention? You say, I want to talk about that. I want this to be discussed. Find those headlines, call us, get us on Facebook or Twitter. You can find us facebook.com Rich and Josh Show, or on Twitter at Rich and Josh Show. Let us know what's important to you,
and we're gonna post this this question and this audio
right.
on our Facebook and stuff, so you can listen to the show, correspond, and also interact. But you're right, that's a beautiful idea. As a matter of fact, why don't Josh Calkins put that up right now?
I think I'm going
to
do that.
And we'll be right back. Hit this break. You're listening to The Rich and Josh Show. I'm Rich Deaver.
And I'm Josh Calkins.
You're listening to The Rich and Josh Show on 1180 AM WFYL in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia.
From the Jeffersonville Golf Club. Jeffersonville Golf Club.
Yeah, they put a radio station on a golf course.
This is AM 1180 WFYL.
WFYL.
AM WFYL. This is the Rich and Josh Show, everybody. I'm Rich Deaver.
And I'm Josh Calkins.
And you are listening to the Rich and Josh Show on 1180 AM WFYL right here in Philadelphia, Philadelphia's premier talk station. And before we go any further, I just want to address just some real quick business. WFYL, brand new website. Absolutely an absolute great website. Lots of great things going on there. So where can you find it? 1180WFYL.com. Beautifully done website. It's got the information about the personalities, the shows. We have Phil Valentine, Mike Huckabee, Alara Ingram, and the Roger Hedgecock Show. There's also great information about how you can help us as a station keep local, topical, important, issue-driven, caller-centered talk radio on the air. You as a small business, show your support for not only the Rich and Josh Show, but for WFYL. We got two great people in the other room. We have Al and Sue Locke, who took this station on and said, we don't like what's going on with radio. We want to put out a different product, and that's exactly what they're doing. So if you're able to and to talk about it, you know, definitely help out WFYL. We'd love to have you as an advertiser and, you know, show your support for local radio.
Exactly.
And, Josh, you know, this hour has gone quickly.
It has. It's too quick. Too quick.
It is too quick. But have no fear. We will be back on again. And, you know, hopefully maybe some different things will be moved around. And maybe, you know, we can talk to you guys more because that's what we love to do.
Right.
And so, Josh, I wanted to thank you. We have just about a minute and a half left. But quickly, give everybody the information again and tell us what you want us to do for this week. Our homework.
Absolutely.
We're giving you homework, Professor Josh.
Homework for the week, yeah. Oh, that's a scary thought, Woo-hoo. Professor Josh. Right, so you can find us on Facebook at The Rich and Josh Show, or you can find us on Twitter just at, excuse me, at Rich and Josh Show. No the, just at Rich and Josh Show. And then the homework for the week is go home, check out the headlines. What's important to you? What matters most to you? What issues really grab your attention? What issues really fire you up and get you inspired to talk about it and talk to the people around you when you're out and about? Call us next week.
Yeah.
Find those headlines. Call us. Talk to us on Facebook. Talk to us on Twitter. Gmail. We have a Gmail account.
What's that?
That is richandjoshshow@gmail.com. So you can get us on there. Shoot us a message. Let us know what you're thinking about. Privately inbox us if you don't want to blow yourself up as far as like being all over there.
And we won't give you out. So again, it's richandjoshshow@gmail. It's twitter.com/richandjoshshow and facebook.com/therichandjoshshow. Josh Calkins, great job today.
Hey, thanks, man. And three fires. I think I'm doing all right. It was under 10.
Yes,
under
10, absolutely.
So. It's a good week.
It was a good week. And listen, I just quickly and very personally, I want to thank everyone who reached out to me and made sure that I was okay because of my accident this week.
Yeah.
And just realized that, you know, I came in here for you guys. I love this. I mean, I could get beat with a bat, and I was impaled by an SUV going 65 miles an hour, and I'm here, you know, with a concussion because I love this, and it's what I love.
Absolutely. It's insane. He's literally got a fender sticking out of his chest right now. It's ridiculous.
I'm not even going to make that comment. Listen, we want to thank you again. I'm Rich Deaver.
And I'm Josh Cole.
You're listening to The Rich and Josh Show on 1180 AM WFYL. We love you guys. We are going to be talking to you very soon next week.
We are. We
Saturday
love you,
Saturday at 10 AM. We love you, Philly. This is The Rich and Josh Show. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Rich.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Giancrasso. Helen Thomas, a pioneer for women in journalism, is dead at age 92.
For decades, Helen Thomas, the dean of correspondence, was the White House reporter with the most seniority, often getting to ask the first question at news conferences.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson.
And she lived a life of firsts. First woman to be an officer in the National Press Club. First female member of the White House Correspondents Association. The first woman to be president of that group. And the first recipient of the group's Helen Thomas Lifetime Achievement Award. Helen Thomas had a legacy of asking the tough questions until at age 89, she herself was tripped up by a question.
Any comment?